and an open heart, willing to be challenged. We are created to be authentic, to bring our whole selves and know that we are loved by our Creator. We are created to be free, to be transformed by the gospel. We are created to be disruptive, to work for justice for our siblings. We're created to be disciples, to be sent out into the world to love our neighbor just as we are loved by God. This scripture is a beautiful illustration of God's kingdom come, what it can look like in practice. And camp is an amazing place to practice that kind of community, especially gathered around this theme of celebrating who we are created to be. Campers have the opportunity to really dig in to the goodness that comes from God through grace. Campers' unique perspectives, their curious questions will be explored as they, through daily Bible study, worship, Christ-centered community, are reminded that they are created in Christ Jesus for good works. And campers will have a chance to put into practice what they learn. They'll get to enjoy some of their favorite summer activities while enveloped in an intentional faith community. Making the choice to spend a week at Bible camp is the first step in living out the words of Ephesians and the theme created to be. It's a brave thing to leave behind everything familiar and enter into a different community for a week of camp. It's authentic to say that your faith in Jesus matters enough to you that you're going to give up a week of your summer and explore your faith at camp. It's freeing to leave behind all of the other life stuff, good or bad, to just be a child of God for a week in a fun and welcoming place that's about faith formation. And I know it's disruptive to miss out on your normal routine, your schedule, your other commitments so that you can be fully participating in camp life. And you know what? All of that stuff will be there when you get back. It's just 1 week. And finally, being a camper representing our faith community at camp, learning how to love God, to follow Jesus, and be guided by the Holy Spirit is what disciples do, right? We're created to be disciples, but how often do we really get to practice that? When Paul first wrote this letter to the Ephesians, they were a relatively young faith community trying to figure out how to be people of faith, live in community without Jesus physically there as their guide anymore. And I'm sure Paul could not have imagined something like Luther Park and other Bible camps, sacred places set apart. But thank God that future followers of Christ discovered the value of outdoor ministries like Luther Park. Because for generations now, since 1932, the faith community that Paul hoped for in the community of Ephesus, right, where the Ephesians lived, has been unfolding at Luther Park. I was visiting with one of Rock Creek's oldest members this week. She's in her 90s, and she asked, how many kids are going to camp? And I started talking to her, and we started sharing memories, and she told me some of her memories from attending Luther Park as a camper in the 1940s. And then, and I should have put it in the slideshow, I was looking for some kind of video to show you today just to give you a feel for camp, and I came across a video of Miss Sadie Hagness, from 2020. I don't know, she was at a women's retreat there, and they interviewed her and said, why do you still come into camp? You're in your 90s. And it was a beautiful video. She said, I've been coming to this retreat for 50 years. I only missed 1 year, and it still just fills up my heart and my faith. And I was like, that's our Sadie. She went to camp. I'll show it to you sometime. And so what it reminds us is that as we send a small group of campers there this week, they're not just gathering in the community of those physically gathered there from June 23rd through the 28th, right? They are gathered together with all the generations of people who over the years have found friends and faith at Luther Park. Luther Park isn't just somewhere we go. It's not just somewhere we send campers. Luther Park is our Bible camp. It really is. It only exists because of member congregations like ours that have decided that the mission matters, and we send our money and we send our campers and we keep supporting this community. It's entirely supported by the generosity of our congregations and individual donors. Congregations who share Paul's vision of a faith community where who we are created to be can be explored and celebrated. Luther Park is our Ephesus, a place where we press the pause button on the rest of life for a few days in order to hone in on God's rich mercy and grace and great love. Whereas we gather for worship and games and prayers and meals and more, we are made alive together, raised up to new heights in our faith. At camp, we get a glimpse of God's immeasurable riches and grace and kindness. Camp gives us a place surrounded by God's natural creation, like we just saw in the centering video, a place to remember that we are one with creation. We're created too by God in Christ Jesus for good works. And so thank you for being a congregation who sees the value in outdoor ministries and supporting our young people in attending. Parents who are sending their kids to camp, thank you for making this transformational faith formation experience possible for them. And kids who are spending a week at camp who have decided, yeah, I'm going to take a week of my summer to be at camp, thank you for representing us, for being the hands and feet in Christ in that place, for representing us well as you go there to grow in your faith and to make new friends and to have some adventures. May all who step foot on the holy ground of Bible camps this summer be reconnected to their Creator, leave strengthened to do good works, come back with stories to share, all in God's name in response to the grace that is ours through faith that saves us. Thanks be to God. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, Children of the Heavenly Father. Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird or star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. We come before the triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and our world. Equip your faithful people to approach this world with a sense of wonder. Make your church a safe place to explore big questions, troubling doubts, and honest laments. Humble our hearts to repent of the ways that communities of faith have inflicted pain and trauma. Merciful God. You spoke creation into order from the chaos of the swirling deep. May your name be praised by rivers and seas, wetlands and waterfalls. Secure clean water for all people and protect water sources. Merciful God. Amid whirlwinds of division, violence, and conflict, remind us again that you are as steadfast as the foundations of the earth. Rejuvenate peacemakers, advocates, and community organizers when they feel weary in their work. Merciful God. Deliver your people from their distress, O God. We lift before you all who are sick or struggling. Grant consolation and peace to all who live with chronic, terminal, or persistent illness. In times of affliction or hardship, sustain us in faith and bring healing to those we pray for now by name. Merciful God, enfold all travelers with your protection. Bless the comings and goings of this congregation as we travel for leisure or for work. Surround our campers this week at Luther Park with peace, safety, and health. Let all journeys be met with hospitality on the way, and let community members return to us with stories and celebration. Merciful God, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation for all the redeemed of the Lord. Join together with the great cloud of witnesses, we give thanks for your steadfast love and your wonderful works. Bless our ministry partner, Luther Park Bible Camp, as its staff spends summer pointing campers to Jesus. Merciful God, receive our prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid through the power of the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I invite our campers forward for a special camp blessing, and I invite you to bring an adult with you who is sending you with their prayers. So it can be a parent, it can be a grandparent, AAA adult, prayer partner, whoever would like to come forward. Come up. I'll be with you, but come on forward. And these are for the kids that are going in July, too, so you can come up if you're going to day camp a little later. We'll send you with our blessing today. Come on up. You can come gather around here. We'll make sort of a little half circle, maybe almost a full circle. And I'm going to grab the right piece of paper because this is not it. There we go. All right. Stand right here. All right, and just invite you to place a hand on the shoulder of your campers. And we'll pray together. And the congregation will bless you as well. At the end of each of these petitions, I'll say camp is an adventure, and you can say, and our prayers go with you. So let us bless and pray. As these campers go to Luther Park Bible Camp to represent our community and grow in their faith, we send them with this blessing. In the great outdoors of Luther Park, you will meet God the Creator. As eagles soar overhead, as deer feed in the fields, as squirrels chase around the trees, as the sun sets over the lake, may you be in awe of this beautiful piece of creation that you get to call home for the week. Camp is an adventure, and our prayers go with you. Jesus is surely present in the place and people that are Luther Park. You will find comfort in the safety of your cabins, in the lyrics of the songs, in the coolness of the pool and the warmth of the campfires, and in the taste of camp meals and the chocolate of the s'mores. Camp is an adventure, and our prayers go with you. Relationships abound at Luther Park, from the smile as your counselor greets you to the joy in the voices of your excited bunkmates to check-ins with me at the canteen and worship and all camp games. You will know that you are well-loved at camp. You'll leave with new friends and shared memories. Camp is an adventure, and our prayers go with you. Luther Park is alive with the Holy Spirit. No matter where you gather, from Creator's Corner to the dining hall to the Gaga Ball pit to the farm center to the basketball courts, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. Camp is an adventure, and our prayers go with you. Camp is quiet enough to hear the still, small voice of God calling to you. And only God knows what you need to hear and how you will respond. We send you to camp trusting that God is already there, prepared to take up some space in your heart and transform you. Camp is an adventure, and our prayers go with you. I'm so excited to spend the week with all of you at camp. May God bless our travels to and from camp and all the time that we spend there worshiping and playing and praying and growing together in our faith. While you experience all that makes camp an adventure, our prayers go with you. Thanks be to God. And I'm looking at this group. I think we're going to own camp games, you guys. I think we're going to capture the fish and the flag and all of the fun that happens. I'm very excited to join you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to the congregation to stand as you're able and share the peace with one another. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Peace be with you guys. God's peace. Peace be with you. God's peace. You may be seated as we collect our offering out of the abundance that God has entrusted to our care. And while we're collecting our offering, I'm going to show you a video from camp. The one I wanted to show was not, the link wasn't working, so this one's a little older, so don't mind the date, but it gives you a flavor of what happens at camp. Unless there's no internet, then that's not great. Why is it saying that? Huh. Why do you think that is, Nate? We don't know. Okay, well then, carry on with offering. We'll see. I see it here. It's weird. Yeah. This issue before. It's okay. I don't know why it got. Oh wait, now it's showing it's weak, but it's showing that it's working. It says that it's, now it says it's at least connected. Let's see what happens.
Oh,
Please stand as you're able for our offertory response. Let us tell in sand tongues employ, reaching out with a shout of joy. Bread is broken, the wine is poured. Christ is spoken and seen and heard. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again. Pass the word around, loaves abound. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe. Let us pray. Merciful God, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a privilege and joy to praise you, O God, because you made life, the universe and this earth, the flowers we love to water in the summer, and the berries we eat like candy. You made the dogs we walk in the morning and the cats who sit on our laps even when it's hot. You made us in many shapes and sizes, but all in your image. We praise you for your creation this day, and with great thanks, we join our voices with the heavenly hosts as we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are blessed, O God, as is Jesus our Christ, who invited all of us carrying heavy burdens to come to him. He bore our burdens. He healed us and he saved us. He invites us to this table where he gathered with friends on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me. And now, O God, we pray for your Spirit. We pray that your Spirit will descend upon our hearts and on these gifts of bread and cup to transform them from their daily use into a sacred meal. By your Spirit, may our hunger and thirst be satisfied, and may we be nourished to go out into the world to bear the burdens of others. For so much, we offer grateful hearts as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as you prepare to commune. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, all are welcome. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. This is the body of Christ given for you. And remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. It's is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Remember how much Jesus loves you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. Enough. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ.
The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
For you.
Love Christ shed for you.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ shed for you.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we give you thanks for inviting us to your table and sharing your feast. May we know that we have been fed with love and grace, and may we follow you out into the world, ambassadors of your hope and peace. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The burdens bear, and often
and peace as partners in the gospel. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday Morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Pepin. The entertainment you want, the information you need.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin dairy farms contribute an estimated $43 billion to the state economy? No other single product produced in Wisconsin creates a greater economic impact, and milk is the top commodity in Pepin, Pierce, Buffalo, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Farm First Dairy Cooperative, where it's always been about dairy producers and their cows, as it should be. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com for more information.
This June Dairy Month, we celebrate our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, and develop the next generation of young leaders. Farm First is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to its members. Thank you to all dairy farm families this June. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how we put farm families first.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There we were, in the back of that old C-71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. David, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
an event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my number to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Barks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
Home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I
Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something.
Mark Wills, 19-something. Music's to come this hour from Kenny Chesney, Little Texas, and Carrie Underwood. You're part of the JD Show.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine for today, although as we get later into the afternoon, there should be a little bit more sunshine around. Highs in the lower 80s, light northwest winds. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, upper 50s, sunshine, mid-80s on Monday. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. It's 69 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be
and all your things, but I threw them in the trash, and I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry, took the lonely and took me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You want my future, you can't have it. Took me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You stole my happy, you made me cry, took the lonely and took me for a ride. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. Down, but you can bet that he would stand his ground. Then he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you you wanna finish last, you've got to kick a little.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sunday morning, son, you better start living right. You need to quit the women and whiskey and carrying on all night. Don't you want to hear them call your name when you're standing at the pearly gates? I told the preacher, yes, I do, but I hope they don't call today. Hey, ready? Everybody wants to go to heaven. Maybe you didn't see me throw an extra 20 in the plate. It's one for everything I did last night and one to get me through today. Here's a 10 to help you remember next time you got the good Lord's ear. Say I'm coming, but there ain't no hurry. I'm having fun down here. Don't you know that everybody wants to go to get their wings and fly around. Everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody wanna go now. Someday I wanna see those streets of gold in my halo. But I wouldn't mind waiting at least 100 years or so. Everybody wanna go to heaven, at least the other place there ain't no.
Kenny Chesney, we are looking at our celebrities celebrating birthdays today, starting with Randy Jackson. He turned 67 today. Happy birthday, Randy. In addition to him celebrating a birthday, Jason Mraz, the pop singer, is 46 years of age. Both of these individuals celebrating birthdays today. And what's most important is if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday from all of us here at the station.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know a lot. sip of that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not?